I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
When my dad was alive and I was in high school, I remember my dad telling me that I had the attitude of a guy going through a middle age crisis because my FOMO was so high all the time, even in high school when I was like 16 or 17 years old. This is going to be my last summer of fun. I got to go to Chuck's house tonight. It's going to be the last party that I probably am ever going to have a good time at. It was always like FOMO, FOMO, FOMO for me. And I haven't gotten over that, by the way. That is just in my DNA. And you know what? I think FOMO is a healthy thing, actually, because it makes you live in the moment. It makes you go ahead and do everything. So when you're lying on that deathbed, you can say, I did everything.
I love that for you. For me, I have JOMO, the joy of missing out. I'm like tired. I just want to sit on the couch.
Well, here's where it ends up being FOMO for me now, because we started the show today with Cassie saying she's given this amazing gift to her husband this weekend.
Yeah, he loves alternative, punk rock, all that. So I got him 3-day passes to Shaky Knees Music Festival. And I will say, I make a joke about JOMO. I'm having FOMO over this because the lineup is so sick.
So I had totally forgotten, actually, that Shaky Knees was this weekend. But then you brought it up and I started looking at the lineup. And you're right. Now, tonight, it seems to me like it's Shaky Knees foreplay. we've got, yeah, there's a bunch of bands that if you're into this, you probably really, really like. The one name on this list that I love that I don't know their music is, hold on one sec. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's a band called Pigs, 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 Pigs playing tonight.
Just a bunch of pigs.
That is not a typo.
Oh my God, my ex-boyfriend started a band. No. Oh. I'm so jealous. Noah Kahan is performing and he's going to get to see him.
Mm-hmm. And Arcade Fire, Young the Giant. Interpol, they have huge followings. And then there are a couple of small ones who are on the up and up, like Winona Fighter is one of them. And oh my God, the Switchfoot. I would love it just to go relive my high school days.
God, this is going to be a great show. Our program director is like, why are you talking about bands that aren't on our radio station? Because they're cool.
Psychedelic porn crumpets is kind of fire.
Is that the one for you? tomorrow night, man, Weezer, Queens of the Stone Age, The Offspring, all playing tomorrow night. FOMO building.
Oh, man. My husband and I used to listen to Mike Snow all the time together. Aww. Like, it's such a good one.
Oh, Girl in Red, she's on the up and up.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sunday, the crescendo. You've got Portugal, the man, Billy Idol, who Cassie informed me this morning is still alive. That's cool.
Yeah, and like Tommy told us, he did a duet with Miley Cyrus. He's done something with Kesha that I really like. But the big one on Sunday is Foo Fighters.
Man, and they always put on. Nobody ever leaves a Foo Fighters show and goes, oh my God, that sucked. Mm. That just never, ever happens. That is a damn good lineup.
It's, I mean, it's so good. Usually I look at festivals and I'm like, oh, it's pretty good. But this one every day I was like, oh my God.
it is good, man.
So top shelf.
Solid, solid, solid. So if you're going, have a beer for me because I'm not heading out that way this weekend. That's what a great gift to give Chad too, man.
Thanks.
That's
I got to awesome. Do one every 15 years.
you've hit your quota on this one. All right, Abby, you've been asked to do a dating event at the bar, but you might not be in great standing with this bar.
Do you guys remember a couple of weeks ago, I was talking about the time I went to Fetch Dog Park with my friend. Yeah. She had taken a survey on her Hinge. She was like, asking all the guys that were looking at her profile, she said, if you were going to meet your future girlfriend at any place in Atlanta, where would you want to meet them? And she got a bunch of different answers like Braves games, Piedmont Park. But the number one thing she kept hearing over and over again was Fetch Dog Park.
This place is great. I love it.
That's like the dream place, apparently, for guys to meet their next girlfriend.
Do you know anything about this place?
I don't.
Dude, it's so great. So you come over there with your dogs. It's a little bit of a hassle to get in at first, to be honest with you. You got to fill out an application. What I didn't know the first time I showed up is like you have to have some paperwork from your vet that says these dogs have certain vaccinations in order to get in, so they have to turn people away. But in the long run, it's really safe for your dog. So you go in there, the dogs are having the time of their lives. There's all sorts of things for the dogs to do. And at least the one that I went to up in Alpharetta has this big, huge screen, right? So you can watch football games on Saturday, football games on Sunday, whatever's on, and you're just mingling and hanging out.
Yeah, it's a really cool spot. I mean, especially if you have a dog. I mean, really only if you have a dog. But I go every now and then because I went on a date there once. And because we were hearing that this was like the top place for people to meet their next significant other, my friend was like, why don't we just go hang out there on like a Thursday and just see who's out there. So she's got a dog. So we go grab a drink and we hang out. And I felt a little bit like it was a middle school dance because you're all sitting in this circle. And of course, you're going to see someone real cute across the bar. But the thing is, if you want to go and make a move, you've got to now cross the entire bar and have this very like intentional interaction. Whereas in any normal bar, you could just kind of like mosey up to someone and say, hey. So it just felt a little awkward to me.
So here's where I'm going to challenge you on this one. Okay. 'Cause I've been there many, many times. The thing about being with dogs in a park is you don't have to approach the owner at first. You're just going to hang out with the dog. Now, if the owner happens to be of the dog, happens to be 6'4", and the exact type that you love, isn't that better? But you're going to see that dog.
Mm-hmm. It's a high-pressure situation. There's not a lot of loud music because you don't want to freak the dogs out. So it's just you feel like everybody's watching you. And that's maybe not the case, but I was watching other people approach people, and I was watching if they were getting shot down or not. So the owner, somebody who manages Fetch Dog Park, was like, hey, I heard your bit on the radio. Would love to be able to work with you to arrange the chairs however you want to. And maybe you can even host some kind of dating event.
That's
so
fantastic.
Sharks, I'm bringing you three different ideas for this dating event that allegedly I have to put on at some point. So All here right. are my ideas.
Now,
this one's a little lofty. How do you guys feel about a dog owner show? So you know how... You know, dog shows like where you would bring you know, your best looking dog. What if we did a show where we had maybe like the Bird Show youth group come out and do like a dog show, but instead of the dogs, we kind of make it like a comedic bit where we're like, oh, look at this tall finance bro. And we kind of like we present them to the crowd as if we're like putting on a dog show, and then we crown somebody best in show, maybe best coat, maybe someone who has best hair. Okay. And it's sort of like a fun icebreaker to be able to introduce the single people to the crowd.
All right.
I'm not mad at that.
Let's hear idea number two.
Uh-huh.
Okay, idea number two, I think might be...
There's room for growth here.
I think idea number two might be a little bit more feasible. Maybe a trivia night, because they also have a big dog, big TV screen at the one in Buckhead.
Uh-huh.
But you have to show up alone as a single person, and you have to sit down at a table with people you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So you create these trivia teams with other single people.
Yep.
So it's a low pressure environment to be able to introduce yourself to somebody without it being like, hey, I think you're really hot.
I like this one better than number one.
Yeah, okay. I felt like this one was a little bit more feasible.
And maybe it's all dog trivia.
And maybe it's all Don trivia.
Fine. Yeah.
And then the last one is maybe beforehand, there's some kind of system where you can get set up based on your dog compatibility. So you create a profile for you and your dog, and we make the matches based off of how well your dogs would get along based off their breeds. And then we set you up on blind dates.
I'm not mad at that one either.
Me neither. I like two
and three. Yeah.
Okay. So we'll nix the dog show, and maybe I'll pitch the trivia and the blind dates.
Are you guys brainstorming dates, or do you already have one in mind?
I do not have a date in mind. Okay. So if we want to just pick one at random, pick it out of a hat, then we can make it happen.
I love the idea. And it really is a great place. It's a great, great, great place. If you haven't gone with your dogs yet, just to kick back. And if it's going to be a nice weekend in Atlanta, go there. You can talk to people. You don't have to. It's sunny. It's just it's a great vibe.
All right. Well, I'll let you know when it actually happens and you can show up to trivia.
All right. It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.